You're listening to CKTZ 89.5 FM, Cortez Community Radio, cortezradio.ca. I'm your host, Maureen Bader, and this is Art on the Island. During the program, I'll speak live with Cortez Island artists. We'll talk about their stories, their inspirations, and their current projects. Best of all, you can call in to ask questions and make comments. Call into the studio at 250-935-0200. Listen most Fridays between 9 and 9:30 a.m. And welcome back to Art on the Island. Today on the show, we have Donna Navin. Donna, thank you very much for coming on the show.
Thank you, Maureen, for having me. It's a pleasure to be here.
You do some absolutely fabulous stonework, isn't that right?
Yes, I do.
And that's your main activity, isn't it?
It has. My focus is changing a little bit, but mostly stone carving is what I like doing.
And just a little bit of background first. How long have you lived on Cortez Island?
I think it's 25 years now.
Oh, wow. That's a long time.
Yes.
Where did you come from?
Scotland.
Directly from Scotland to Cortez Island?
Yeah. With a little swing staying at my sister's place for about 3 months, and then I moved to Cortez.
You have no accent?
No, I'm not Irish. I mean, I'm not Scottish. I lived there for 4 years.
Mm-hmm.
My relationship broke up, and so moved on.
Okay. And what brought you to Cortez Island then?
The garden, Linnea Garden Program, that used to happen at Linnea, and it was a 9-month program. So that's what brought me here.
Okay. And so had you been doing stone carving before that, or is this something you've taken up more recently?
Well, I've been stone carving for about 18 years. And I started it here.
Okay. And how did you, stone carving is, it seems like a lot of work. How is it that you took that up instead of, say, maybe painting or jewelry making or, well, something else?
Well, originally I was going to get into jewelry making. And my partner got me a tool at Christmas time called a Dremel. And I wanted to play. So I started playing with it. But I didn't have any metal to play with, and so I started scratching on pebbles. And a friend gave me a diamond bit, and I was able to scratch a little bit deeper with that, and it took off from there.
Now, a Dremel, what is that? What kind of tool is that?
It's a handheld tool that you can put small drill bits in, or diamond bits.
And then you'd take a piece of, you'd take a rock or something, and you'd sort of drill around that and over time create a form?
Yes, exactly.
Actually, we took a look at some of those in your studio just a little while ago, and in a sense, they look like sort of a Frankenstein monster dentist drill, no?
Yeah,
exactly. They're kind of scary in a way.
Yeah, very scary. You don't want to be making mistakes with them.
No, no. But how long have you been interested in art?
I would say all my life, but becoming an artist only really happened since I moved to Cortez Island.
But before that, did you take classes in school, or did you do it on your own as a child, or you just since you got to Cortez, you took it out?
In school, my highest mark was an art class. So so I really liked playing with different things and different mediums. But it was all just sort of, it wasn't a real substance thing. It was just, you know, doing whatever the art class had was allowing us,
So did you ever study art formally, or have you just sort of been self-taught mostly?
Pretty much self-taught. Yeah.
So do you think that your current style reflects your personality? And if so, what does that say about you?
Oh, wow. Yes, I think it does reflect my personality. I know when I am carving, especially if I get the right
flow or movement.
Right flow. Mm-hmm. Yeah, the right flow. I have a real heart feel for what I'm doing. I sometimes end up crying while I'm carving, because I feel like I've touched on something really powerful. So what that says about me, I'm not really sure, but I think it's a learning thing about myself growing and learning my own heart needs.
So now you're engaging primarily in stone sculpture or stone carving, and you've been doing that for a while, but you did take some time off there, and you really were saying a little while ago that you're just sort of getting back into it now. Why did you take time off?
Well, I had a business, a small takeout at the Cortez Market, and I ran that for 3 years. And through doing that and deciding that I wanted to get out, I also became sick. And that took a while for me to come out of that one as well. So now I'm getting back, slowly getting back into the carving and, and enjoying it.
And you do large things and small things, or what's the general size of carving that you do?
Well, I do anything that can be held in the hand, so they're quite small, up to, I think my largest piece is about 3 feet.
3 feet tall?
Tall, yeah.
And so when you are thinking about, you know, you pick up a stone or something, so, you know, you've got some round stones out there in the yard, and you look at that stone, what inspires you, or what sort of helps you or gives you the idea of what to do with that piece of rock?
Well, a lot of my pieces are feminine. And I have an affinity to the feminine. So that always leads where I'm going. And a lot of times I do the woman figurines. So when I have a rock, I start with trying to figure out where the head is. And from there, I might have an idea of what I want to make, but I also allow the rock to guide me.
Yeah, that was sort of my next question. So if you have a project in mind and you look around for a piece of stone that would be best used for that, or do you pick up a rock and think and sort of let the rock essentially tell you what it wants to become?
Both. I look at the rock and I look at what I want to make. And try and get one that will help me bring whatever form I want on there.
So what would move you to do that?
What would move me?
You know, you're sitting around, you could be, you know, doing all kinds of other things like petting the cat, for instance, who's crying in the background, in case people were wondering. But, what would move you to do that? What sort of makes you decide, I'm going to go out there and I'm going to make something from a piece of rock?
It's a good question, and I'm sorry I don't have an immediate answer.
That's okay.
But,
So what inspires you?
Oh, Neolithic. I like simplicity when I'm when I'm carving. I like to be as simple as possible. I like the feminine. I like the Inuit art. Those are the things that probably will inspire me. There's a couple of artists that I've been following on Pinterest. Habe Sabin is one artist that I really think he's awesome. And he has a very natural, very grounded, borderline shamanic kind of work. And that is something that I aspire to, too. Hmm. I like the idea that somebody could pick up my work and feel moved and feel touched by that piece. I've had people come up and they started crying from my work. Yeah.
Why do you think that would be?
I think because that's moved them. It's obviously touched something inside them, their soul. There's a connection there. That possibly brings them pleasure, peace, serenity.
So what is it you're actually trying to accomplish when you do a stone sculpture? I mean, it seems to be a little bit more than just creating an animal form or a shape or something, because if people can actually, you know, make a connection with that, there must be something else going on. So is there something that you're actually trying to achieve?
I don't know if I'm actually trying to achieve it, but the results have always been where it moves me, and then it ends up moving the people who who see the pieces, and they don't always buy them. And that's not necessarily the priority. I like it when people, even if they can't afford it, come and appreciate the work. Mm-hmm. But I've had people who've come up and they are captivated, and they buy it without even questioning.
Let's try to make some visualizations now for listeners. When we start talking about you, we've been talking very generally about your work, but what are the sorts of shapes or sculptures or animals or figures that you make typically?
Well, my animals a lot of times aren't exactly of this world. Mm-hmm. They're close. Like, I make musk ox. And
owls, you have owls?
I have owls. I do a lot of owls. And
bears, you've seen the bears?
Yeah, bears and cats. And sometimes the animals don't quite look like what they fall into the category for. Mm-hmm. And that's fun. I like doing putting horns on them and
Sort of mythical or fantasy little creatures?
Yeah, a little bit mythical. And
besides animals, what do you do?
I do a lot of women, goddess type figures, goddess type figures, and women holding. They'll be holding a fish as a gift. Mm-hmm. I also have made a couple of boats with 13 people inside.
Holy cow. How big was that?
About
a foot and a half.
And sometimes I do men. Mm-hmm. I don't have a lot of men energy, but I have done some male figures, and they have been in my boats too, where it's like 10 women and maybe a couple of men.
A few token men in there.
Yes, a few token men.
Get them to do the paddling.
Yeah.
So we live on this island. It takes two ferries to get anywhere. What sort of production challenges do you have? I mean, getting supplies. Is it easy to find stones? Or where do you source your material?
Well, a lot of stones come from the beaches around here. And I've discovered a couple of really nice beaches on Quadra. Mm-hmm. They also have a couple of marble quarries on Quadra. I haven't quite gotten there yet, but I'm planning on seeing if I can get some rock there. And I have a lot of rock carving friends in Chimanis. Mm-hmm. And I know there's rock there, marble or limestone.
So you're going along the beach and you're looking around for stones. And what kind of stones would sort of attract you to the stones? Why would you pick one up?
If it's a round, smooth stone, oval shape, that intrigues me because I see figures in those type of stones. Mm-hmm. Also, if it's two types of stones together, sometimes there's granite and basalt. I really like that. It has there's something about it that's that wants to be carved.
And marble, where would you get that?
Once again, there's several, I think that there's a couple of quarries anyways on Vancouver Island.
Mm-hmm.
There's some quarries in Texada.
But you'd have to take the ferry yourself and go, or is there a way to have that stuff shipped to you?
That would be very expensive.
To ship the stone for sure.
Yeah. So I try and go to where the stone is and pick it up. Mm-hmm. Fortunately, I have a truck to be able to do something like that.
Yeah, you need a heavy-duty truck. Yeah. But in addition to the stone that you work with, you've got a lot of tools. Where did all those tools come from?
There's a Vancouver shop. There's a Vancouver shop in Neolithic, it's mm-hmm. called, and I get a lot of tools from there. And there's in the States, there's a lot of tools.
Mm-hmm. Would you have them shipped up, or do you take trips down there?
No.
And are there shows or something like that that you would go to?
Well, I used to go to symposiums,
mm-hmm.
and at the symposiums there would be probably about 20 other carvers
mm-hmm.
and teachers who would help people who are learning how to carve. And there would be always one gentleman who brought what we called the candy store.
Mm-hmm.
And the
mm-hmm.
candy store encompassed tools and also rock.
Mm-hmm.
And that was, you always went to the candy store because you never knew what new tools were out there. Yeah.
Where would these symposiums be?
They were on Texada Island. There was one in Vancouver, just outside of Vancouver, and also very near Chemainus. We did about 3 or 4 years in Chemainus.
Hmm.
Yeah.
So now, where do you sell your work typically?
I have had my work done in Circle Craft. Yeah, mm-hmm. there's a store in Vancouver called Circle Craft.
Okay.
I've also done fairs in Victoria and in Courtney. They haven't been quite the right venue,
mm-hmm.
but I'm still trying to figure out where.
So you're still sort of working on a marketing plan.
Yes. Yeah.
You were at the Gorge Christmas Market.
Yes, I was.
How did you do there?
I did well.
Good.
It was definitely worth it for me to go.
And do you have any other ideas of where here on the island where you might be marketing your work in the coming year?
Well, if everything goes well, I will probably do the Friday Market,
mm-hmm.
Which is quite large in the summer.
Yes.
The Cortez Craft Store in Squirrel Cove.
Right.
That's probably about it.
And so, but are you still showing in Vancouver?
No, I'm not.
Are you looking to get back, remake those connections and get back into that market, or do you think you might just stay more local?
Well, it's tricky because they want 50% of the product.
50% of the cost of your price.
Yeah. So I struggle with that one.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I'm okay with 30 to 40%, but 50% is a hard one.
It is. But have you thought about, this? I've had a few people on the show, and they've got Etsy stores, and they do a lot of stuff by mail. Do you think that your work, at least the smaller pieces anyway, would be cost-effective to ship? Do you think you could sell over the internet like that?
I do. I think I could sell on the internet. I just have to get that happening. Yeah.
So, right now, where can people see your art?
I do have a website.
Mm-hmm.
It isn't updated, but it does hold a lot of my work,
mm-hmm.
my old work.
What is it?
Naven at stonepresence.com.
Mm-hmm.
And they also can phone me and I can show them my work.
Okay, and you're in the book.
Yeah.
NAVEN. And And so, as you said, you think you might be in the craft shop this summer and doing the Friday markets. Have you thought about the Gorge Market also?
Well, I work Thursday to Thursday to Sunday, mm-hmm. so I don't feel like I can take that much time off.
Okay.
Yeah, I might be able to do the Friday market, I'm hoping, at least in August.
Mm-hmm.
But other than that, yeah, I need to be at my job.
Yeah, that work, yeah.
Yeah, that work.
Oh, man, I tell you, it gets so in the way of
art. It does. It sure does.
But we've had other people on the show, and they've all, you know, and it's, there seems to be a bit of a consensus where people say, you know, it's good to have a day job, and then you can do the kind of art you want, instead of always trying to work for the market, because, I mean, the market might not be there, or you might not be doing the kinds of things that you want, but at least if you've got an income from another source, then during your art process, you can do the kinds of things that you want. And it seems to me like you've got sort of a spiritual thing going and you wouldn't really want to interfere with that.
And any time I've done carving that is with the monetary aspect of it, I find that the carving lacks soul
mm-hmm.
and energy. And a lot of times people sort of don't look at it very much.
No, but so do you do commissions?
I do.
What sort of things do you do?
Well, right now I'm doing a commissions for a family. Their loved one has passed, and this carving is going to be for the. It's not a headstone per se, but they're going to create a headstone, and it's a woman who has wings, and yeah, it'll be for their loved one.
And how did that come about? How did that happen?
Well, these people have bought some work from me, and they really like my work.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm not sure if their mother wanted that, or I had requested that I do it, or they've decided that that's how they wanted to go. Mm-hmm. So I was fortunate enough to be able to help them out with that.
No, any other kinds of commissions that you've done?
Yeah, I have done some commissions.
But anyway, you are available for commissions. So if people have ideas
that
they might want to have done, even stone statuary for gardens and that kind of thing?
Yes.
And they could get in touch with you at naven@stonepresence.com.
Okay.
And is there any kind of advice you could give to local artists? You know, here we are on this island. It's hard to get, you know, supplies. Marketing is difficult. What sort of way, how have you overcome that? And what sort of advice can you give to local artists?
Troubleshoot.
Mm-hmm.
Troubleshooting with other artists. Get uh-huh. together, talk to them. Maybe you can share trips to town to get supplies.
Mm-hmm.
Share vehicles, supplies, and share problems that you're having with your work, and talk with them. And it's just even sharing your problems can also help solve problems with your art.
Great. Yeah. Well, Donna, I really want to thank you very much for coming on the show. It's been very interesting. We'll look forward to seeing more of your work in the markets in the summer and maybe at the craft shop.
Thank you, Maureen. I really appreciate this interview.
You've been listening to Art on the Island on CKTZ 89.5 FM, Cortez Community Radio, cortezradio.ca. Your host was Maureen Bader. If you are a Cortez Island artist and you'd like to be on the program, please send me an email to artcortezradio@gmail.com. Bye for now.